9. The land shook and groaned as it died and was reborn. Kelsier walked it, hands shoved in his pockets. He strolled through the end of the world, power spraying in all directions, giving him visions of all three realms. Fires burned from the heavens. Stones crashed together, then ripped back apart. Oceans boiled and their steam became a new mist in the air. Still Kelsier walked. He walked as if his feet could carry him from one world to the next, from one life to the next. He didn't feel abandoned, but he did feel alone, like he was the only man left in all the world, and the last witness of Eras. Ash was consumed by a land of stones made liquid. Mountains crashed from the ground behind Kelsier in rhythm to his footsteps. Rivers washed down from the heights and oceans filled. Life sprang up, trees sprouting and shooting toward the sky, making a forest around him. Then that passed, and he was in a desert, quickly drying, sand boiling from the depths of the land as Sazed created it. A dozen different settings passed him in an eye blink, the land growing in his wake, his shadow. Kelsier finally stopped on a lofty highland plateau, overlooking a new world, winds from three realms ruffling his clothing. Grass grew beneath his feet, then blossoms sprouted. Mare's flowers. He knelt and bowed his head, resting his fingers on one of them. Sazed appeared beside him. Slowly, Kelsier's vision of the real world faded, and he was trapped again in the cognitive realm. All became mist around him. Sazed sat down next to him.
"I will be honest, Kelsier. This is not the end I had in mind when I joined your crew."
"The rebellious Terrasmen," Kelsier said. Though he was in the world of mist, he could see clouds, vaguely, in the real world. They passed beneath his feet, surging around the base of the mountain. "You were a living contradiction even then, Saze. I should have seen it."
"I can't bring them back," Sazed said softly. "Not yet. Perhaps not ever. The beyond is a place I can't reach."
"It's all right," Kelsier said. "Do me a favor. Will you see what you can do for Spook? His body is in rough shape. He's pushed it too hard. Fix him up a little. Maybe make him mistborn while you're at it. They're going to need some allomancers in the world that comes."
"I'll consider it," Sazed said.
They sat there together, two friends at the edge of the world, at the end and start of time. Eventually, Sazed stood and bowed to Kelsier, a reverent motion for one who was himself divine. "What do you think, Saze?" Kelsier asked, staring out over the world. "Is there a way for me to get out of this and live again in the physical realm?" Sazed hesitated.
"No, I do not think so."
He patted Kelsier on the shoulder, then vanished.
"Huh,"
Kelsier thought. "He holds the powers of creation in twain, a god among gods, and he's still a terrible liar."